الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. First of all, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal as He has praised Himself while accepting and confessing our inability to praise Allah Azza wa Jal as it suits and as He deserves, because we can only praise according to our capacity and ability and our knowledge. And in reality, we know a little about Allah Azza wa Jal. So if a person doesn't know anything fully, he or she cannot fully appreciate or praise as well. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, Allahumma la nufsi sana'an alayk. Oh Allah, I cannot praise You and fully comprehend Your praise. Anta kama asnaita ala nafsik. You are such that only You Yourself can praise Yourself, because You Yourself know. That's why Imam Baqir Rahmahullah, the grandson of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained to people by one example. He said that I asked an ant once that, what do you know about Allah? Although it is reality that everything in the heavens and earth, they recognize two things, be it living things according to us, or which we call non-living. They know two things, all of them. Everything knows its creator and recognizes its creator according to their ability, according to whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given them knowledge. Everything in the heaven and earth, including the trees, the stones, the animals, the fish in the sea, they know Allah Azza wa Jal. And they only do not know, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. Everything knows their mode of worship, that how they are to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and their zikr and their tasbih and their praise of words of glorification which they glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of worship, nor He does benefit from worship or praise of anyone else. And another, in a hadith, sahih hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that everything also knows that I am the messenger of Allah. Har cheez ko iska ilm hai ke wo farmaya ke main Allah ka rasool hu. That is why trees used to say salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Animals used to visit Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and talk to him, converse with him, and mention their complaints even. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I very well recognize that stone, that even before the announcement of prophethood, I used to hear from him, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." So even the stones, the trees, and if Rasulullah mentioned generally that everything knows that I am the messenger of Allah. And everything knows that Allah is its creator. So Imam Baqir Rahimahullah, the great grandson of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that I, just to explain to people and our limited knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just want to convey that message. He said, I asked an ant that, do you know how Allah is like? He said that ant said, I have one string, does Allah has two strings? Because the ant, the knowledge of the ant is limited to its own body, its own environment, and so that the best thing which I have a string to safeguard myself. So he thought on that basis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he is better and he is creator, he must be. So our knowledge, when we praise Allah and think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is beyond description. So how can you describe something? How can you comprehend something which is beyond description? Only thing which we know about Allah Azza wa Jal is what He revealed in the revelation in the Quran and what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually mentioned in the Ahadith. No one is allowed to, according to their opinions or according to their philosophy or their intellect or their wisdom, whatever they may call so, to come up with an idea. All people who came up with these ideas and use their mind, they ended up worshipping other things. If you ask a Hindu, they say, we also believe in one supreme God. Now because they use their own analogy and things about Allah Azza wa Jal and said that He has forms and then He has spirits and things like this, so they end up worshipping animals, snakes, monkeys, that other animals, and they somehow. And some religions, they who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limited and can come in someone incarnate, they ended up worshipping those people, like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because they gave wrong description about Allah. How? Because Allah azza wa jal is beyond description. He cannot fit any description whatsoever. Anything passes in your mind, He is not Allah. He is not limited. He is beyond description, time, space, according to whatever we may think. So because these people, this religion, they gave it a description, they limited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though, so they ended up worshipping another person and making that person a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying that this is Jesus Christ, na'udhu billah, he thought of God. So other people who also gave description, they ended up worshipping sun, stars, and other things. So we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself in His sifat, in His asma. That is why learning and the knowledge of aqidah is very, very important. It is very sad that if a person, he believes in the right aqidah of the Islam, which Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah coming up from the companions, but Rasulullah taught him up to there, and if you ask him that, have you ever read or studied a book from the Imam of the mosque or from a scholar about to correct your aqidah? Or is it just bits that you are listening on Friday speeches, or you have read some book here and there, and there are so many gaps in between to fill in? Very few people they have it. And that doesn't take a lot of time, but it's only a matter of few hours or few days you can actually learn. So that is why, inshallah, in the coming Easter holidays, we have arranged in the Aitikaf, the Nafal Aitikaf, which people will be doing here. During that Aitikaf, a scholar will be going through the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which was written by Imam Tahawi rahmahullah. So the first book and document on Aqeedah and belief was written by whom? Imam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit rahmahullah. See, because as I have explained to you before, that in Baghdad, in Iraq, nearly all the sects, they emanate from around that area, from Iraq. And because Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah was in the center of those people in Baghdad, in Kufa, so all the time they were Jahmiya, Mu'tazila, other Kharijis and Rafizis and all other sects, up to about 40 sects in Baghdad at that time. So it was confusion. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah first written a book, a small book, a statement of Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then Imam Tahawi, he was also a Hanafi faqih. He was also Hanafi, following Imam Abu Hanifa. He was a great muhaddith of his time living. When these people, if you read the books of like Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, he was nearly contemporary of some of these great muhaddiths. You know, he was himself a great muhaddith as well. So he elaborated on what Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi written. So he included some extra things which were needed at his time. So that's known as Aqeedah Tahawiya, and that is accepted by all the world and Muslim Ummah as a whole of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. People through fiqh, for example, someone might follow Hanbali fiqh, someone might follow Shafi'i, someone might say I am Hanafi, they follow different, or some say that they don't follow any fiqh, like Ghair Muqallideen or Salafis or Ahlul Hadith, but they also say that we believe what Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Tahawi has written. They also have the same Aqeedah or read or use that as a textbook. So it's a unanimous muttafaqun alayhi statement of Aqeedah. So it's about maybe 30 pages or so, small pages. So a scholar, inshallah, will be going through it through the night, only one night. May take it 3 hours, 4 hours, and he will be commenting, so that at least you know the in your lifetime once the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then in the next morning, next day, he will be going through the second part, which is important, is fiqh, meaning the rules, regulations pertaining to wudu, ghusl, salah, sujood as-sahw, sajdat as-sahw, and things like this. So Kitabu Tahara, the book of Tahara, the book of purification, and the book of Salah, he will be going through one day for about 4 or 5, inshallah he will cover. So at least you would. And these two parts of knowledge are very, very important and utmost importance. And thereafter comes tazkiyah nafs and self-purification and ihsan and tasawwuf. That is actually the third part. These two are the conditions in order a person can actually gain any access. Because otherwise a person will be failing. If he doesn't know if his prayer is not right, he doesn't know the sunnats of namaz. At least there are 21 sunnats which everyone should know, but there are more than about 50. So a person who prayer, salah is not perfect, what will he remain from nafal zikr and nafal things? When he is not, his salah is not according to, is not matching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because salah was the most integral part of actually getting closeness to Allah. Then thirdly, very basic rules and regulation of tajweed. Tajweed means the science of recitation of Quran. So that a person, when he is reciting the Quran, he is not reciting wrongly and he is not getting sinful. And plus, as I said, that tajweed means to recite like Rasulullah recited Quran. Tajweed is not something that you studying mathematics or anything like this, it's a science. But it is Imam Asim and those great Qaris, how they learn, coming from companion like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala, who was one of the best Qari. And sometimes Rasulullah himself would ask Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to recite portion of Quran to listen. And Prophet ﷺ will listen and ponder, and he will weep and he will tremble with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was such a companion. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that whoever wants to learn the recitation of Quran and meaning, he should approach Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And these tajweed, our way of tajweed and recitation, like Imam Asim Kufi and where it's coming from, is from Abdullah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who lived in Kufa. So that's why our, most of the majority of our fiqh, Hanafi fiqh, all fiqhs, fiqh are schools of thoughts are truth. But if you follow a Hanafi fiqh, that is mostly based on the opinions and the interpretation of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. So these three things are important. And then it's tazkiyah nafs, it's also fardh, it's fardh ayn, to safeguard you from yourself from hasad, jealousy, to safeguard yourself from sin is fardh. To commit haram and to abstain from haram, wo bhi bahut ahem hai. So that comes after. So as I was saying that these two parts, aqidah and fiqh, is very important. If a person will know, shaitan will not be able to misguide that person. Otherwise a person might be doing zikr, or he might be sleeping, and he might see in a dream and saying that I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal said this to me. And then he will know, in the aqidah is written, Allah does not have any form, he will straightforward know that this can't be Allah. And many people who reached a little bit level of spirituality, and they became misguided because of this, that they, shaitan pretended to be Allah azza wa jal, and he misguided them. And it's a famous, very famous story of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, that when shaitan also tried to misguide him through being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was safeguarded. It's a different, it's not our topic. Today inshallah we are going to, in the past about 8 lessons, into my knowledge, 8 lessons we have covered the one of the Ahud, or one of the covenants, which was humbleness or tawadu. Tawadu and humbleness, humility, which is a great quality, which a person, the scholars have said, that a person cannot proceed again any closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal if he doesn't have this quality, or he doesn't achieve, or he doesn't understand what it is, and doesn't decorate his inner self with it. Otherwise, he will have arrogance in him, and that will never, he will be able to enter paradise. As Rasulullah SAW said, that even a person of atom's weight of arrogance or pride in his heart, he will not enter paradise. So today we are going to conclude, inshallah, and end this topic for the limited knowledge which we have, and then inshallah we'll begin another topic, hopefully next week, if we, by the will of Allah, finish this. So firstly, as I have covered before as well, some of the signs of a person who does not have tawazu. Because first thing is that you should recognize ki aapko ilm ho, that you know that what I don't have this, or I want to safeguard myself from it. If a person thinks a little bit deeply, he can know. But there are some signs which he can know that he really needs to work, and he really needs to get rid of this evil of kibr. The awliya Allah, the Buzurgan Adeen, as scholars have said, one of the signs that a person doesn't have tawadu, doesn't have ajizi, inkisari, and humility, is that he wants to be center of attention. He wants to be center of attention. Every gathering, family gathering, be it social gathering, be it cultural, be it religious, that a person wants to be center of attention. If you have this desire that you want to be, you want people to talk to you, come to you, or sit in such a place by where your center of attention, then you should know that this is one of the indicators. This is a symptom which indicates to a very embedded evil which became a means of the downfall of shaitan. Shaitan kitna bade maqam pe pahuncha, jannaton mein pahunch gaya wo, but this is such evil, it brought him down. Aur tawazu itni badi cheez hai, inkisari and humbleness and humility is such a great thing that from the earth it will take you to heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most modest and humble person and humble servant of Allah azza wa jal. He was on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself invited him the night of Miraj ascension. And he went above where no angel can go. Even Jibreel alayhi salam said, I cannot go further. Beyond. So ye aapki tawazo aur inkisari ki aapne aaj Allah paak ne buland kiya. Wo shaitan dekhe kitni jannaton mein reh raha hai. He was living in heavens. He came down because he thought, I am better than the other. Because you are going against the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why He created you. When He says that He created you for abdiyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and you are in the pursuit of becoming of Godship, they say that ulama say this kibr or arrogance and proud is such a thing that it can lead one to claim Godhood and God. This is a part of sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir, ye Allah Paak is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ki jo sabse bada hai, the greatest. So any part in greatness if you want, so that is actually, you are claiming what belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. In a one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Hadith Qudsi that kibar is my kameez, is my robe. For a person who wants to share in that, he is like dragging the robe of Allah the Pinking, the robe of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it is Allah whom only kibar and proudness and greatness suits. Because He is great. What a human being can, created from a fluid, semen, then dust, how does it suit to him be a claim? But because a human being forgets when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facilitating all the light, the air he is breathing, the environment he is in, the gravity is keeping him intact on the earth, if he thinks. The sun is giving him light and heat, and there are so many, as they say, the filters in the sky which filter radiation, other things, and they are protecting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facilitating the existence of human beings so that he can attain a life of eternal life of bliss and nema in paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itna bada maqam isko diya. He said, you are my Khalifa. And he wants to share in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities. He wants to share in us. Aap kisi ko ghar kisi par rahm karein, you come, because it is right of Allah Azza wa Jal. It belongs to Allah. Whatever belongs to Allah, these sifat, no one should try to attain those sifat. Ab maine aapko, there's no similitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. One cannot give example because there is nothing like Him. He is not like anything. And there is nothing like Him. Let's say that you, a person is a king, and he has a mercy, he goes out once just for a walk and he sees a person dying from thirst. No one is paying attention to him. He is lying on the ground, dying from thirst and hunger, that side the place to live, uske paas jo hai wo pani bhi nahi mil raha, usko khane ke liye kuch nahi mil raha, koi banda usko pooch nahi raha. And then that king, have mercy on him. وہ اس کو اٹھاتا ہے. خادموں کہتا ہے اس کو اٹھاؤ, he says to his servants, اٹھاؤ اس کو. Brings him home into the palace, wash him, cleanse him, give him clothing, feed him, give him medical assistance. وہ پھر اس کی صحت ہوتی ہے. Then he becomes a person, healthy person. پھر اس کو وہ عہدہ دیتا. Then he gives him some kind of office. اس کو رزق رہنے کی جگہ دیتا ہے, رزق دیتا ہے. And then he finds that this person is trying to overthrow the king or the kingship. Or he finds that he is not having good intention towards his wife. He is looking towards his wife and his or his wives with bad intention, or he is trying to contact them in an unlawful way. Or the worst, that he is trying to overthrow his kingdom, his kingship. اب اگر اس کو پتا چل جائے, imagine اس کو کیا اس کا قرب ملے گا. All the nearness and everything he's got, in one second, millionth of second, it will turn into a wrath and such an anger کہ بس اس کو وہ زندہ نہیں بچ سکتا. Now if you think that where were you, that man was just lying outside in somewhere, a rubbish place, lying down, thirsty, hungry. لیکن میں اور آپ تو وہ بھی نہیں تھے. We even did not have existence. ہم تو نہ مٹی تھے نہ پانی تھے. We were not water, we were not dust. We were nothing. ہم تو تھے ہی نہیں بالکل. We did not exist. And Allah سبحانہ said, کون, He gave us existence. Then we were dust. So Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, with His power, with His glory and His decision, He changed that dust into a body. Then in that body He created all organs for whom? For us to breathe, to live. Then He, like the king, sent the servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through angels, they made and assisted the creation of human being. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this seminal fluid, again so that human being never forgets this, He gave that a form of such a magnificent creation, that He said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that I created the insan, is created in the best of form. جب یہ پیدا ہو گیا اس کو کھانے کے لیے کچھ, پینے کے لیے کچھ نہیں. ماں کے پیٹ میں, the womb of the mother, who fed the person. After he came, Allah عز و جل, who put the motherly love in the heart of the mother, the compassion in the father's heart. اس نے وہ رکھا, اللہ ہی نے رکھا. So in actual fact, so that is a reflection of Allah's compassion. So جو ماں آپ سے محبت کرتی ہے, that is a very minute reflection of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی's mercy. So that is when you see compassion, آپ یہ یاد رکھیں کہ اللہ پاک, اللہ عز و جل is being compassionate with you. Then you grow up, you become youthful. So جب آپ اتنا بڑا مقام ہے, then Allah سبحانہ وتعالی said that my servant, I have created you from nothingness, from dust. Then this, and then you came this. Now if you live life in the best way you can, according to my commands, forever and ever you will become, own a kingdom, نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, Allah said, the great kingdom you are going to own, where one palace will be 60 miles long, imagine 70 miles long, اتنا بڑا ملک دوں گا. And that person becoming so unthankful, وہ اتنا نا شکرہ ہو جائے کہ وہ, he is trying to, like that person was trying to overthrow the kingship of the king. No one can overthrow the king of the kingship of Allah عز و جل, but you trying to have a share in the quality of kibar of Allah عز و جل, al-mutakabbir, to becoming a great, is like that you have done your part. Now the other, no one can take away anything from Allah عز و جل. So that is a different matter, but you've done your part, you've claimed Godhood from your part. Like you fire a bullet at someone, you have killed that person. Now if that person has a shield or bulletproof jacket, that's his luck for it. His protection, he is saved if he is saved. Aapne to maar diya usko. So aapne to khudai ka dawa kaat in the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, you try to attain those. You have claimed Godhood now because you cannot be God. And no one can take anything away from Allah's sifat. That is a different matter. But you've done your part. You have committed the most evil thing. So usko phir jo Allah ka qurb nahi milta. He does not get nearness, but he is thrown away very far. Like shaitan, dekhe, wo kitna kareeb tha. And then Allah kala, fakhruj fa'inna alayka la'nati ila yawmiddin. That my curse is upon you until the day of judgment. Dafa ho jo yahan se nikal. Expelled from you. کیا اس نے کیا کوئی ایسے کوئی شراب نہیں کی زنا نہیں کیا اور he did not do any kind of sin as such but he did not follow the command of, and he said I am better than Adam so he did not so his kibar was towards to being towards Allah عز و جل he did not follow his command and also towards Adam علیہ السلام that he did not respect and honor him so a person should never Like I say to you, I have 100 times said to you, that please when I come from outside, I go from outside, do not stand up for me. Then you stand up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said to his companions that the companions of the Prophet said that we know, we would like to stand up for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not normal habit of them. That we know that we like and we honor Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than anything else. But we keep sitting down because we know that Prophet ﷺ does not like this act. So aapne to adab o ehtiram hai, alhamdulillah, so I say keep it in your heart. Aapke dil mein hai, to aapko jahan bhi hai, fayda hoga, inshallah. Khada hone se, yes, if a person is overwhelmed, kai logon ko jo haal tari ho gaya hai, a person is overwhelmed by such sentiments, Rarely, agar kisi ka is tarah ho jai, and then he, that person stands up or does anything. So he can be excused or this is exception. But normal habit. Because this is dangerous for me. Aapke liye to fayda hai, aap to adab o ehtiram ke liye khade ho rahe hain. You are standing for respect and honor. Aapke liye to fayda hai, aapko to ajr milega. A person who stands for scholars, ulama, salihin. وہ تو اس کے لیے اجر ہے فور پیرنٹس لیکن میں نہ صالح ہوں نہ آئی ایم ایکچولی صالح اینڈ پلس وین آئی ڈو ناٹ ہیو دس کوالٹی دس ول مین دیٹ دا فیلنگ آف این ایول ٹریٹ ایکچولی کین ایمنیٹ فرام می شیطان کین ایکچولی ایکسپلوئٹ دیٹ سو اٹ از اے مرسی اپن می ایز ویل دیٹ اف یو ڈونٹ اسٹینڈ اٹ از ریئلی یو آر ڈوئنگ گڈ فور می But yes, I say the same thing as Hazrat Imam Shafi Rahmahullah said and Hazrat Ali, ki hubbu salihin, that I also love the pious. I love the pious and righteous, the friends of God, friends of Allah. Lastu minhum, but I am not amongst them. Yes, I, alhamdulillah, have the love for the pious and righteous people and admire them. So the first thing I said to you, one of the signs is you want to be center of attention. Now this is not written outside somewhere, it's in your heart, you should know. You want to be center of attention in places that you are not, you feel uncomfortable. This means that you need treatment. This is a sign of, I think, that like a doctor assesses you through different exercises that move up, move down. If you cannot move up, down, this means that there is certain thing wrong with your knee or back. There is a sign. So similarly, there are signs. If you want to be center of attention in the majlis, in the social gathering, whatever gathering there is, then that is one of the signs. And the other, want to be number one. Person, he just wants to be number one. So if he thinks deeply, what is number one? What is number one? Number one, he is comparing himself to others and wants to be above them. So what is the teaching is that be best you can be to yourself. the ability you have. You be best according to your abilities. You don't need to compete to be number one in others. If you see a more righteous person, so you do adopt taqwa best as you can. You don't have to overdo him, because you are not going to, that is against taqwa. So you say that, alhamdulillah, if that person spends half a night worship, I am also going to worship. And the best you can do is quarter of night, so that is your taqwa. Aapko mil gaya, best is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate, and Allah Azzawajal will reward you according to that. You know, you don't need to overdo in worldly matters or other matters, other people. So you focus on yourself, that you try to be best as you can be, not the better than the other. Who is other? Other is also servant. And you should deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see Allah azza wa jalla. So want to be a number one, like you see people driving bade achhi tarike se road mein, smoothly traffic, then one car is going, one car passes the other car. Now maybe that person is going, he has an appointment somewhere, or he is attending a court, or he is done, wo koi apne kaam ja raha hai, wo tez guzar gaya. Few people, one or two people in the row will be that they think that it is danger to their ego now. Now they have to actually overtake that person. So we want, now why this person has passed us? So do act of foolishness. Jo banda mutakabbir hota hai, wo he acts foolishness, with foolishness. Wo bevkoofi ki wali baatein karta hai, like this. Thing like I have explained to you. Other person is going to his job, wherever he is. You are going towards your school or college. You have nothing to do with him. Thodi der baad parinde nazar aayenge, the birds flying, and you fly. Gaadi mein so parinde se bhi banda compete kar sakta, but why is he competing with the other person? The germs are flying in the air. To kitni cheeze hain. So you can see the foolishness or the lack of wisdom of that person. And then he will cause chaos and other things. Whatever, it's easy. You can understand yourself. People who want to be number one, that is a sign of that. Anyway. Third sign. You are continually referring to yourself. It can be seen in statements, it can be seen in gathering, it can be seen in college, it can be seen in university, workplace, family matters. You are continually referring to yourself again and again and again. You say, I, me, myself are my best friends. Person is always talking about these things. No one is best. I, me, myself, they are my best friends, and I would like to talk about them. Ab ye jis bande ki condition hai, which is quite obvious, ki bhai uska jo hai, yani if he assesses himself, is referring continuously to using these words, I, or me, or myself, so continuously, you don't need to continuously refer to yourself. As Mushaykh have said, Hazrat Imam Abdul Wahab Sha'rani, a great wali of the 10th century, and great scholar. Scholars to bahut hue hain, but he was such a great wali, bahut bade maqam, ala darje ke wali the. To unhone farmaya hai, he has said in his book Ala Hud, where the covenants which he have mentioned, the mashayikh took from him, he said that one of the things they said was, don't mention your own accomplishments, achievements, visions or dreams or certain states spiritually. And he said that our teachers took covenant from me that even if you want to mention that you have seen a dream, you have seen something, or you have seen a vision, you have seen a prophet, you have seen an angel, he said still they should refer to that I have heard certain people, certain pious people saying that they saw this, they did this. He again said that you should actually, with third person, use the third person. And if you're using I, it's dangerous. Unless that there is a valid reason sometime that in Sharia point of view that you should like you have to mention. But in normally, if you have this sign that I, me, myself are your best friends, then you also have one other friend which is called arrogance and proudness. Another sign, the scholars say, seeking praise and compliments. Seeking praise and compliments. If you have this sign, you are seeking praise and compliments and attention. Then this is also a sign. And it is an act of foolishness as well. Because a person who is going to praise you, he cannot benefit you. He cannot withdraw anything from you, withhold anything, or bestow anything without the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jisko aap tareef kar rahe ho, tareef sare bande khade ho jaye, meri you blame me, you are not able to give me something if Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not want to give me. You are not able to withhold anything if you criticize me, which Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wants to give me. So it is foolishness. Some people, they want undue praise and compliments, seeking praise and compliments, that is this one. And they will just say, for example, well, I am not feeling well. And the other one, I say, no, you are looking quite good and fine. Alhamdulillah, that's I am alright. This is false. Or they will say different things like this, meaning that they want praise. They will mention, if they done something good to you or to anyone else, they will bring that in the conversation. Remember that day what I did. To you. And they will bring again. This means that they want thankfulness. While the quality or the praise of awliya Allah are such that Mujaddidi al-Fisani rahmahullah, itne bade buzurg, the renovator of deen, jo aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam har sadi ke baad on the head of every century there will be a mujaddid, he was the mujaddid of the second millennium, not of 100 years but a millennium, second millennium. Wo farmate hain, he says that I saw in kashf. Kashf means that when Allah Azza wa Jal removes the veil from the inner self, a person from the inside, he can see heaven, he can see angels, he can see many things, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wants to show him. He said, I saw that one person living in such and such place in the locality, he is going to die as a kafir. Wo usko khatma bohra. Now he was in a good condition. At the moment he was in the condition as well, he was religious, he was very good, but he saw that bhai iska khatma kufr pe hona hai. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah said that now I also fear to pray for him, because Allah so that in Allah Azza wa Jal is not displeased with me, that you have seen, I have shown you something and now you are praying against it, or is my will. But because the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala as the mother of the books, meaning the Lohe Mahfuz, and the knowledge is with Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wants to change, he can change as well. He is not bound by it. But he still feared. But then he said that I read in the teachings, saying of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, the Ghawsul Zaman, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah said that with the prayer, with one's dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the taqdeer as well of one person. And he said that this happened in my lifetime when Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah did this. So when he read this, he said, I began to pray for him very frequently until I saw that his name was changed from the people of hell to the people of paradise. But up to the death of Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani, we met that person, but he never mentioned to him once that had such a great favor he had done to him. Main kabhi usse tazkara nahi kiya. Wo tha, usko bhi nahi pata. He doesn't know what behind my in my absence, in behind the veil, what someone has done for me, what a great favor, kitna bada ehsaan kisi ne mujhko kiya. He doesn't know. Aur na hi aapne kabhi uska tazkara kiya, mention kiya. Kyun? These people are not seeking praise and attention. They are doing matters for Allah. If you brought anyone from Bangladesh to here and he is settled and he is living, Tala Paho, look, I brought him as a son or a brother and now he has a wife and he is working and he never says salam to me or every day. He doesn't come to say salam to me. If you keep repeating this, you are going to lose your reward. You are going to lose your reward, plus there will be aapke jo hai ghibat bhi likhi jayegi aapke amala mein. So person should, if a person have this feeling of seeking his praise and compliment, to wo samjhe ke matlab it's futile. Aap samajh jao ki kuch nahi, there like jis tarah ye mitti hai, the earth cannot give you anything by itself. Is tarah log bhi nahi de sakte. And the mashayikh has said that like in plain of hashar, qiyamah ke din Allah ki ijazat ke baghair koi kisi ko madad nahi kar sakta. Badshah bhi hai, gareeb bhi hai, faqeer bhi hai, everyone there, no one can help anyone there except by the will of Allah. Even if anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the awliya Allah, the rusul, they will do shafa'ah, but shafa'ah also after seeking permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man zallazi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'izni. Kone hai jo Allah ke haan shafa'at bhi kar sakta, usne ijazat ke baghair. So he said that like in the plain of hashar, jab qiyamah ke din jis tarah koi madad nahi kar sakta, you know, mother is running away from the son, father is, I am going to see my father and I'm going to run away from him. So why? Maybe he asked few virtues, but son, I have done favors upon you in the life, I brought you up and this, please, I need 5-10 nekiyan mujhe de do, koi beta nahi de do. That aside giving, as soon as he will see, he will run away. Wo wahan se hi bhaage ki milna hi na pade maa mein, to wahan koi madad nahi kar sakta kisi ki. To farmaya ki jis tarah qiyamah ke din, like in the plain of hashar, you know that no one can help you. When you are in grave, you know no one can help you. Similarly, the sifat of awliya Allah is that in this life also, they have a similar belief that no one can help them and no one can withhold anything and no one can benefit them even when they live in this world. Unka ye aqeeda, is taraf yaqeen hota hai. So that is why they don't tremble, they don't change, and they don't. So the choti choti cheezi ko dana, other things can, this can harm you, this person says this. These are all tests for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assessing that this person really have beliefs or this or not. So these are all tests. If someone gives you warning that I'm going to do this, otherwise, you have an opportunity, you win a lottery, this is a test for you. We test you aapke liye that what you do or not. So this is another sign. The scholars say addressing to draw attention. Now who knows who have dressed to draw attention? Only that person knows. To usne jo suit pehna hai ya libas pehna hai, has he done it for pleasure of Allah or to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at least just to draw attention? But people, very very expensive dress they do just for attention, especially in social gatherings and other worldly, 500 pound suit hai, 1000 pound suit hai, and especially the women, they are more even inclined towards these things, to draw attention, address. While what other people are going to do is they're only going to become more jealous of you. They're only going to think how we can harm this person, drag him down from where he is or where she is. Wo yahi sochenge. Sabse acha labas hai, kyunki wo bhi chahte hain. They also want the good address. When you have them, they will feel jealousy.
وہ کہیں گے ہمارے پاس نہیں ہے, آپ اس کسی طرح. سو وین دے ہیئر اینی تھنگ دے ول بی ویری ہیپی سمتھنگ ہیپن. اندر سائن از دیٹ وین دیز وین اے پرسن لسنز اور ہیئرز سم ونز لاس, کسی کا نقصان ہو جائے, کوئی بیمار ہو جائے, کسی کی کاروبار چل رہا تھا, کسی کا کاروبار چل رہا, سمجھ ڈوئنگ بزنس اینڈ اٹ ہیز گون بسٹ, دے فیل اے سینس آف سیٹسفیکشن, ناٹ آؤٹ ورڈلی, آؤٹ ورڈلی دے سے ہو ان للہ وانا, بٹ ان ورڈلی دے نو دم سیلف بھی کسی کا نقصان ہو گیا ہے اور سم ون ہیز ایکسیڈینٹ اور سم ون ہیز, تو وہ کہیں ہاں ہاں کسی کی طلاق ہو گئی ہے, اندر سے ان کو سکون پہنچی ہے, بیکاز it is a sign that they wanted something which they had and now that person has lost it, so they feel satisfaction. So mujhe nahi mila to usko bhi nahi mila, if I don't get she doesn't get it, no one else gets it. To kisi ki nuksan ki khabar sunke karobari spiritual level someone had brought down spiritually, lekin kisi ko bade maqam pe tha ruhani taur pe and he has come down, like it applies to the people of the spiritual brothers now. He has come down and if they feel happy, satisfied inside, this means that they have the sense that they wanted that station. Why? What do they think about Allah? That He has limited stations? Uske paas to crore and kharbu and billions and trillions and zillions angels hain, and still there are infinite stations which are still unfulfilled. The places are still empty. Unlimited hain. Wahan to anbiya aur rusul bhi aage badhte badhte بڑھ رہے ہیں, دے آر اسٹل ایڈوانسنگ اینڈ دیر از نو اینڈ ٹو اٹ, اینڈ یو آر ان یور اون لائک اے فراگ ان یور اون ویل تھنکنگ دیٹ دس از اونلی دی ارینا آف دا ورلڈ. وہ کہتے ہیں نا جو مینڈل دا فراگ آف دی ویل تھنک دیٹ دس از ہول ورلڈ, ہی ڈزنٹ نو اباؤٹ دا اوشین, کہ بھائی سمندر بھی ہے باہر طرف, وہ سمجھتا ہے وہ کنویں کا مینڈک, بھائی یہی ساری دنیا ہے, تو اف ہی سیز اندر اینی تھنگ دے ہی تھنک دیٹ that person is competing with me. And when you know کہ بھائی اللہ پاک کے ہاں حضرت بایزید بستامی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا that I am blessed with a great station, I have been blessed with a great station, سبحان اللہ, اللہ سبحان اللہ blessed with me. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said استغفر اللہ و اتوب الی اور استغفار more than 70 or 100 times each day. So the scholars asked, علماء نے پوچھا کہ what is it that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying استغفر اللہ و اتوب الی, and بایزید مستامی حضرت بایزید is saying that Allah has blessed me with such a station. Such a, he is praising himself and رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is not praising himself. He is doing استغفار. What is the difference? So اولیاء اللہ said, the ولی said to the questioner, he said, that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was with such a speed advancing, attaining more love and more معرفت of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he looked every second to his previous state and previous station, he thought that, I knew this about Allah azawajal, how little I knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time, every second Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was still advancing and advancing, and he was doing astaghfar on his previous station he had. اور پچھلے مقامات کو دیکھتے وہ کہتے کہ بھئی اللہ کے پاس اور بھی اللہ پاک کی اور بھی معرفت انہوں نے, بیکاز ہی سیڈ بیکاز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم باسم اینڈ ہیز چیسٹ اینڈ ہیز بلیسڈ اسپرٹ اور جو روح تھی اس میں اتنا ظرف, دیر واز سچ اے اسپیس ان اٹ انفینٹ, کہ دیٹ ہیز کنٹینیوسلی اٹس ناٹ فلفلڈ, اٹس ناٹ فلڈ. اینڈ بایزید بستامی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اکارڈنگ ٹو اس highest level اولیاء اللہ, وہ بہت بڑے مقام کے بزرگ ہیں, بٹ ٹو آنسر دس ولی سیڈ بیکاز بایزید بی ولی بٹ ہی ہیز اے لمیٹڈ یوٹینسل, لمیٹڈ ہارٹ, لمیٹڈ اسپیس, سو دیٹ بیکیم فلڈ اینڈ ہی سیڈ دیٹ ہز پلیس واز فلڈ, سو دیٹس وائی ہی سو دیٹ ہی ہیز اٹینڈ ویری ہائی رینک بائی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دی اسپیس or the capacity of his spirit and his advancement said that all the time it was being filled up and still he was advancing. So this liye aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam istighfar astaghfar jo kasrat se farmate, and several other reasons as well.
Another, seeking approval of some people. It's the same as seeking praise and compliment, seeking approval. When you have done something, alhamdulillah, you don't need it for someone else. If Allah has approved, if Allah is complimenting you, now why do you need compliments of anyone else? If Allah is approving, if an act you are doing according to Sharia, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have done, Allah has approved it, now you have got the ultimate approval, why you are not approval of Allah? If you get a badge from the Queen, why can you feel so happy? Halanki badge ne kya de diya? You will be called, sir, what does it give you? Makhlooq kya de sakti? She is not going to give a portion of half of her wealth to you. So seek the approval and compliment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا نُتِعَمُكُمْ وَجْهُ لَنَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شَكُورًا. That the servants of Allah, the righteous people, they do not want any thankfulness or appreciation from people of any good deeds, or if they have fed any poor person. Have you not heard the story of Hazrat Rabi, rahmahullah, the Tabi, which I mentioned to you 3 weeks, 4 weeks back? That when he was sitting there, other two scholars are sitting there, and the son of Hazrat Rabi, rahmahullah, was great Tabi. When he came, do you recall the story I mentioned to you? That he came and he said, my mother is saying that his wife, meaning Hazrat Rabi's wife, my mother is saying that he intends to, she has prepared a very delicious, or you can say high quality sweet dish. Shall I bring it for you? Hazrat Rabi said, ha, lay out, bring it. So when that special prepared dish, which took so many days to make, when that dish was brought, there were two guests and Hazrat Rabi rahmahullah was there. And a beggar knocking on the door, and he said, I want this. I want something to eat. Hazrat Rabi said, come and sit. So when the dish was brought and put there, saliva was, can be seen on his beard, the beggar's beard. Dust on his beard, on his head, in a semi-conscious state. Aadha behosh ko pata hi nahi, neem pagal jaisa shakhs. Naak uska beh raha. And that's, in that state he was there, and when the dish was put in front of it, he did not ask, or he did not see who it is there. He continually, immediately, he began eating and finished all the dish there, which was for 5-6 people. Hazrat Rabi's son said that, oh father, that this person could have been given something else as well, like a chapati or anything like this, or bread. He doesn't know even what he's eating. What is the use of giving him such a precious or a dish which is so hard prepared by my mother? Usko to ye nahi pata wo bread kha raha hai ya chawal kha raha hai ya wo sweet dish kha raha hai. He is in semi-conscious. Hazrat Rabi said, for whom I have given him, he knows what he is eating. Jiske liye maine khilaya usko to pata hai maine kya khilaya, isko to nahi pata. So this is indication towards the state of awliya Allah, what they have inside. You see, many times they don't tell you what they, because they don't seek approval or compliments, they never seek that. So their states mainly remain hidden all their life. And never one person might not know even what they are, what their state is. And only through these indications, sometimes things come out, like this thing, he said that only, so his heart state was, that Allah knows what he is eating, that he is eating the best dish for Allah. I'm feeding him, not for him. He doesn't know, I was not feeding for him, not for the beggar. He was for Allah's pleasure. Like Hazrat Abu al-Abbas Mursi rahmahullah, the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Abul Hasan Shazili, all his life, never written a book. And when he was said, someone asked a question to him. A question generally like you are sitting and I ask a question to you, the brother, or teacher, or someone else. That there is a difference of opinion among scholars. So he has lived with them, in them, for years and years and years. Still they are asking him, that is it possible to see Rasulullah in the state of wakefulness? Some scholars say you can, some say you can't. Kuch kehte hain, dekh sakte hain, kuch kehte hain, nahi dekh sakte. Khab mein to sare mutafiq hain. In the dream, everyone is, you know, mutafiq that a person can see. But in state of way, bedari mein bhi Rasulullah ki ziyarat ho sakti hai. A person can see Rasulullah. Hazrat Abu al-Abbas said, at that, only that point, his state was revealed. He said, if for even few seconds, the vision of Rasulullah sallam is veiled from me, I would not consider myself a Muslim. To sirf ye sawal karne se, us din, that day, years and years had passed, no one knew Hazrat Abu al-Abbas Mursi Rahmullah is such a highest ranking wali ke maqam hai ke har waqt aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mushahde mein hai unki ruh. Wo jo sawal kiya kisi ne, generally like scholar say this and scholar say this, to aapne uska jawab apne de diya. He was overwhelmed, though, however he did just mention ke bhai main agar ek lamhe ke liye rasoolullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam meri nazar se ghaib ho jaye, main apne aap ko musalman to sab banne ka. To ye maqam. اب ایسے لوگوں کو کیا پڑی کہ that they will reveal things to people only through indications and sometimes happening they do. So seeking approval futile ہے. کوئی دے نہیں سکتا آپ کو, کیا دے گا, کچھ بھی نہیں دے سکتا. What you read after every prayer, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, I don't know what you recite or not, but every prayer proper صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited a dhikr, every first prayer, لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ لہ الملک والحمد یحیی و یمیت ہو لا کل شیء قدیر اللہم لا مانع لما اعطیت ولا معطی لما منعت, which means that every prayer Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned this after first prayer, that oh Allah, none can withhold anything from who you want to give, and none can give anything from whom you want to withhold anything. کہ یہ بندے کا یقین ہو جائے کہ وہ فرض نماز پڑھی ہے, اگر وہ کام چھوڑ کے آیا ہے, میٹنگ چھوڑ کے آیا ہے, اور کاروبار, اور ہی از لیفٹ ہز بزنس, اور وٹ ایور اسٹیٹ از ہی واز سلیپنگ, اور ہی واز بیک, اور وٹ ایور امپورٹنٹ میٹر اکارڈنگ ٹو ہم ہی ہیز لیفٹ, تو نماز کے بعد اس کو یقین ہے کہ نو ون کین گیو ہم اینی تھنگ ایکسپٹ نو ون کین گیو اف اللہ عزوجل وانٹ ٹو بی دی ہول. سو دس واز دا ذکر آف پروفیسر ایوری فرض پریئر. تو جب یہ یقین بیٹھ جاتا ہے بندے کے دل میں, دین دس پرسن ریئلی بیکمز لیونگ آن ارتھ, لیکن وہ ہیونلی پرسن ہے, رہتا وہ آسمان پہ ہے, زمین پہ ہے, لیکن وہ عرشی ہے, وہ آسمانی بندہ ہوتا ہے, جس کو اللہ کا ولی, اللہ کا دوست, اینڈ ہی شائنز لائک اسٹارز ٹو دا اینجلز آف دا ہیون, اور اس کی زیارت کے لیے وہ رات دن اترتے رہتے ہیں. فرشتے اولیاء اللہ کی زیارت کے لیے دنیا آسمان سے آتے ہیں ایسے لوگوں کے. Did you not hear this story which I mentioned to you of Shaykh Abul Hassan Shazali Rahmahullah and his Shaykh Abdul Salam Mashir, who was the great grand Shaykh Abul Abbas? Ki jab aap pahar se niche aaye, and Shaykh Abul Hassan Shazali is with him, with his teacher, and a flock of birds, very big birds, began coming, descending from the sky, and came near the ears and stood in the space and was speaking to Hazrat Abdul Salam Mashir. To usne baad mein, he did not mention what is these birds or anything. After some time, Shaykh Abul Hasan Shazni ne pucha ki Hazrat, wo kya tha, wo jo parinde aaye hain, wo kyun aaye the? Farmaya, wo parinde nahi the, they were not birds, they were the angels of the fourth heaven, wo chauthe asman ke farishte the. وہ اللہ سے اجازت لے کے, دے کیم ود دا پرمیشن آف اللہ, دا دے وانٹ ٹو سی دا پرسن ہوز امال وچ وی سی اسینڈنگ ٹو دا عرش آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. جب ایسے ایسے عمل چڑھتے ہیں ایسے شخص کے, ہم اس بندے کی زیارت کرنا چاہتے ہیں, اور اس سے وی وانٹ ٹو نو مور اباؤٹ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ فرام ہم, اللہ کی معرفت اور اللہ کا بارے میں علم سیکھنے کے لیے آئے تھے. دے کیم وتھ کوشچنز اباؤٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. رہ وہ آسمان پہ رہے ہیں, لیونگ دے آر لیونگ آن دا ہیونز, آسمان پہ رہ رہے ہیں, لیکن اللہ کی معرفت کے لیے زمین پہ اتر رہے ہیں. کیوں؟ اللہ بولے. تو ایسے بندے جو اپروول, دے ڈونٹ سیک اپروول, وین دے سیک اپروول آف اللہ عز و جل, الحمد للہ ان کے لیے فرشتے بھی جو ہیں وہ زمین پہ آتے ہیں اور ان کی زیارت کرتے ہیں. So through this, his state was also, what else would have happened to Shaykh Abdussalam Mashish, which he did never mention to us. کوئی کتاب نہیں لکھی, آپ کے پتہ نہیں کتنے احوال گزرتے ہوں گے, آسمانوں کے فرشتے کیا کیا ان کے پاس آ رہے ہیں. اونلی دس وی نو دس بیکاز حضرت ابو الحسن شاذلی ناس, اونلی وی نو دا اسٹیٹ آف حضرت ابو العباس مرسی بیکاز ہز پیپل آس کوشچن. تو دیکھا کس طرح ہڈن ہے اولیاء اللہ کے جو مقامات ہیں. اب زمانے کا جو غوث ہے, اس وقت کا جو غوث ہے, کون جانتا ہے اس کو؟ فرام دا نارمل پیپل نو ون نوز, نو ہی سی. لیکن اس کو پاور اللہ پاک نے یہ دی ہوئی ہے تاکہ ہی کین ایون پٹ اور انسپائر دا تھاٹس اینڈ کنٹرول دا تھنکنگ آف دا پیپل لیونگ آن دا فیس آف دی ارتھ. طاقت اتنی ہے, ایک تو ہے کہ کرنے کی جو اللہ نے طاقت دی ہے, یعنی وہ لوگوں کے دلوں میں سوچ بھی ڈال سکتا ہے کہ وہ سوچ سارے کیا سوچیں اس وقت, اتنی اللہ پاک نے طاقت دی. غوث کے پاس یہ طاقت ہوتی ہے, ہی ہیز دس کال, بٹ دے یوز اٹ اونلی فار اللہ, دے ہیو نو ریزن ٹو سیک دا اپروول آف پیپل. حضرت سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, دے غوث الزمان, شہباز لامکانی. شہباز لامکانی از اے ٹرمینالوجی یوز فار سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی. لائک آئی ریمبر آئی گیو یو این ایگزامپل, آپ کے بزرگان دین فرماتے ہیں کہ دیٹ بیکم این ایگل, فیلکن ایگل بنو, اونچے اونچے مقامات پہ اڑتا ہے, پہاڑوں پہ بیٹھتا ہے, گندی چیزیں نہیں کھاتا. تو فرمایا کہ اسپرچلی یو شوڈ آلسو بی این ایگل, سٹ ان ہائی اسٹیشنز, اللہ کے قرب کے مقامات پہ بیٹھو, توکل کے مقام پہ بیٹھو, زہد کے مقام پہ بیٹھو, تواضع کے مقام پہ بیٹھو, جا کے لولی پلیسز پہ تھنگس, گندی چیزوں میں آ کے دنیا میں نہ بیٹھو. تو فرماتے ہیں سو دا ایگلز یہ پہاڑوں پہ رہتے ہیں اور بادشاہوں کے ہاتھوں پہ رہتے ہیں, اینڈ دا کنگز ایکچولی کیپ فور دیئر امیوزمنٹ, وہ بادشاہوں کے ہاتھوں پہ رہتے ہیں. ادھر نہیں, دے ڈونٹ کم ٹو لائک کروز اینڈ ادر برڈ, وہ آ رہے ہیں پھر چاول کھانے کے لیے کسی کے, لائک ان سب کانٹیننٹ دے مائٹ پنچ ا پیس آف چپاتی اور بریڈ فرام دا چائلڈز ہینڈ. کافی دفعہ ایسا ہو جاتا ہے, کب آیا ہے وہ چاول اٹھا کے لے گیا ہے, روٹی اٹھا کے لے گیا ہے. ایگل وہ اس طرح نہیں آتے, دے ہیو دیئر اون پری اینڈ دے ڈونٹ ایون ایٹ ڈیڈ برڈز, وہ کھاتے بھی نہیں اس طرح, تو اپنے اصول ہیں. تو فرماتے ہیں کہ تم کوے نہ بنو بلکہ ایگل بنو, اور اونچے اونچے مقامات پہ رہو, نیچے نہ ہو, اڑتے رہو آسمان پہ, چڑھتے رہو چڑھتے رہو. دری بھائی ایگل از ریسپیکٹڈ, کیوں اس کی ادر ریسپیکٹ کرتے ہیں؟ بادشاہ کیوں چاہتے ہیں اس کہ وہ نیچے نہیں آتا؟ ہی ڈزنٹ کم ایوری ڈے ٹو سے اسلام ٹو پیپل, ہی ڈزنٹ کم ایوری ڈے فرائی ہیئر اینڈ دیئر, وہ اپنے دنیا میں رہتا ہے. وین یو ول اسٹے ان یور اون ورلڈ ود اللہ عزوجل, پھر مخلوق سے آپ اوپر چلے گئے ہو آپ. تو سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی کو یہ کہتے ہیں شہباز لامکانی, شہباز مینس ایگل. سو ہی سیڈ دولی اللہ سے دیٹ ہی از شہباز لامکان, دیٹ ہی از ناٹ این سچ اسپرچل ایگل, اسپرچل دیٹ ہو ہیز اینی اسٹیشن اور اسپیس, ہی از اے اسپیس لیس ایگل, میننگ دیٹ ہی اسٹیشن از سو ہائی دیٹ نو اسپیس کین ایکچولی کمپریہینڈ ہم, اور ایکچولی ہی کین ناٹ سیٹل. وہ لامکان کے شہباز ہیں, وہ آسمانوں عرش سے بھی اوپر گزر گئے ہیں جانا. ویسے ہی تو سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ ایک دفعہ اپنی خانقاہ کی طرف, گھر سے, فرام ہز ہاؤس ہی واز گوئنگ ٹوورڈز ہز دا ماسک, اینڈ ون پرسن واز ود ہم, اینڈ ہی وڈ سی نارملی پیپل وڈ ریسپیکٹ ہم, کوئی بندے ادب کر رہے ہیں, کوئی آ رہا ہے, کوئی وٹ ایور پیپل سیئنگ سلام, اینڈ دیٹ ڈے When he was two people were walking, one Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani is walking, koi bhi aa nahi raha, everyone is, whoever looks at Sayyidina Abdul Qadir, he doesn't even come to him, not even say salam, he's going past everyone, he's walking along, wo raste se guzarte ja rahe hain. To wo jo saath shakhs tha, the one who was with Sayyidina, to usne kaha ki ye to koi adab hi nahi kar raha, his heart it came, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir, inka to salam bhi nahi kehta, koi adab nahi karta. Suddenly he said, when I thought this, a flood of people came. Even I who could not, I was meant to stay with him, I was not able to stay with him. They pushed me aside as well. Itne log bade, koi paon chum raha hai, koi haath chum raha hai, koi salaam keh raha hai, itne log aa. Baad mein, after when they reached the mosque, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah ne farmaya, aapne farmaya ke logon ke dil Allah Pak ne mere haath mein de diye. The hearts of people have been given to me. If I want, they will respect me. If I want, they will stay away. فرمایا کہ اگر میں چاہوں تو ادب کریں چاہیں تو نہ. تو یہ بھی مقام ہے بہت, لیکن ہاں ایسے لوگوں کو ملتا ہے کہ جو بہت اونچے مقام. اب وہ اتنا مقام ان کا سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا کہ سلفیز یو سی دے بلیو ان اولیاء اللہ بٹ ناٹ ان دا سینس وچ وی بلیو ان اور اہل الحدیث, بٹ ایون دس دے آر گریٹ اسکالر وچ دے بلیو اینڈ ریڈ ہم اینڈ ریفر ٹو ہم اینڈ وی آلسو ریسپیکٹ اینڈ آنر ہم ایز اے ولی اینڈ گریٹ پرسن. شیخ الاسلام ابن تیمیہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بہت بڑی سچ اسکالر وچ دے پریز ہم سو مچ. انہوں نے بھی جو ہے ہی ہیز پریز سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی اینڈ ہیز ریٹن کمنٹری آن ہز بکس, آپ کی کتابوں پہ انہوں نے بھی شرح لکھی ہے. اور اپنے آپ کو when he referred to he will say شیخنا that our master سیدنا our master عبد القادر, وہ ساتویں حالانکہ صدی میں گزری. So that station of ولایت they are open, وہ کھلے ہوئے ہیں, کوئی بھی وہاں پابندی نہیں ہے. اللہ پاک کے کروڑوں مقامات ہیں, اللہ پاک دے سکتے ہیں آپ کو. Never fulfilled, there are so many empty seats. ابھی آپ بڑھتے جائیں آگے, یو ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو کمپیٹ ود سم ون. سو سیکنگ اندر سائن, سو وی جسٹ کیری آن ود سم آف دی سائن. اندر سائن از ریفیوزنگ ٹو ایکسپٹ مینیئل ٹاسک اینڈ لو جابس. اب مجھے کوئی کہے جی ابھی یہ جوتا صاف کرنے والی جگہ, یہ جوتے صاف کرنے ہیں یا ٹوائلٹ صاف کرنی ہے, تو اگر مجھ میں تھوڑی ہیسیٹینسی ہو, آئی بیکم ہیسیٹینٹ اینڈ ان سائڈ آئی تھنک آئی ڈونٹ ڈیزرو ٹو ڈو دس. میں یہ بھی یہ توازو کی نشانی نہیں ہے بلکہ کبر کی نشانی ہے. لو لیول جاب کچھ مجھے کہیں آپ پارکنگ کا خیال رکھو, ادھر گاڑیاں جو پارک کی ہوئی ہیں باہر, اور اینی ادر مینیئل ٹاسک جس کو وین یو سی دیئر ناٹ ہائیلی تھوٹس سوشلی. اگر اف یو ناٹ اونلی ہیسیٹیٹ بٹ یو ڈو ناٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈو اٹ اور یو فیل ہارڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ, تو یہ بھی سب ہے. اف یو فیل ہارڈ اسٹل یو شوڈ ڈو نوئنگ دیٹ یو ہیو دس problem, this evil, this disease, and maybe your solution or your cure is in doing that, maybe. So agar aap aise kuch task hote hain that my wife says that for example go and get milk of the baby from the shop, so agar main sochu ha main kyu doodh lene jaun bazaar mein, why should I go to the market to get milk, main soda uthaya ho, it doesn't look right, maine daadhi rakhi hui hai اور جو ہے یعنی میں کیوں سودا چھپا تھا پھر. دس از کلیئر ایکسپریشن آف گیون, یہ تو سامنے سے صاف صاف جو ہے نظر آ رہا ہے کبھی اس شخص میں بہت کبر ہے. بیکاز ہی از آلویز تھنکنگ اباؤٹ کریشن, وٹ ول پیپل تھنک اباؤٹ می, دس مینس دیٹ ہی از ان ریمبرنس آف, ہی از ان ریمبرنس آف پیپل, ہی از ان ریمبرنس آف کریشن, بٹ ہی شوڈ ہیو بین ریمبرنس آف دا کریٹر اینڈ اللہ عز و جل. یہ لوگوں کی یاد لوگوں کے ذکر میں ہے, ہونا اللہ کے ذکر میں چاہیے بندے کو. سو پرسن ہوز ناٹ متوازو اینڈ ایگل فرق کیبر, ہی از ان ریمبرنس آف کریشن, وہ مخلوق کی یاد میں ہے ابھی, ہی از ان ریمبرنس آف کریشن. وہ ترمی اللہ کی یاد ہے, ون وانٹس ٹو بی اینڈ شوڈ بی ان ریمبرنس آف اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر اینڈ آخر, اور یہ لوگوں کی یاد میں ہے. ہی از ان دا ریمبرنس, ہی از ان دا ذکر آف کریشن, ہی از ان دا ذکر آف بشیر, ذکر آف نذیر, ذکر آف جمال, آل دیز پیپل ہی از کنسیڈرنگ بٹ ناٹ کنسیڈرنگ دا کریٹر آف آل دیز. تو بازار میں جانا, چیزیں لانا, حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیٹ, حضرت عمر نے فرمایا کہ آئی وڈ لائک مائی اسپرٹ ٹو بی پوزیسڈ وائل آئی ہیو گون ٹو گیٹ سم گروسری فار مائی چلڈرن from the market place, in the market place. He said, I love my spirit is possessed in that stage that I am working for livelihood, rizq-e-halal kamate huye, fumaya meri moh, main chahta hoon meri moh, is halat mein bhi aayi. میں اب لو آئی ول لو دیٹ اسٹیشن اسٹیٹ از دیٹ کہ بازار میں تجارت کرتے ہوئے مزدوری کرتے ہوئے لیبر ان دیٹ یو سیٹ دس از اے گڈ اسٹیٹ ٹو ڈائی ان اف یو آر ڈوئنگ اٹ فور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اگر اللہ کے لیے وہ کر رہے ہیں. Another thing, difficult for you to be pleased by the success of anyone else. اب یہ بھی ہے. It's difficult for you to be pleased by the success of anyone else. اگر کسی کی کوئی تعریف کر دے پتا ہے کہ کسی کو ڈگری مل گئی ہے. Yes, he has a degree. Or if someone has done a successfully business, وہ business successful ہو گیا. یا کسی کی شادی ہو گئی ہے. And if someone is praised, یہ کہے گا, he will say, yes, that's very good, he has done this. But, then he is down for. پھر اس کی کوئی بری بات کر دے گا. This is very, very pious. But, I saw him the other day doing this. Sometimes, then. Yes, it's difficult. اب کیونکہ یہ station, he wants that praise. Why is it going to someone else? It was mine. I, me and myself. It was for my best friends and now it's going for someone else. He cannot tolerate. Difficult for him to serve. Kisi ke tareef ki jaye, he will. Shaitan ke saath yahi hua. When Adam alayhi salam was praised, he is my khalifa, was useful. Difficult for him to accept. What else was there? It was difficult for him to accept the station of Hazrat Adam ki baju Adam alayhi salam udalta mil gaya. So if you have this, then also, this is also. Another, we just finish now, inshallah. Cannot apologize. He cannot apologize. He finds it difficult to apologize. Koi kahe, bhi aapse galti ho gayi hai, isse maafi maang lo. And now, 10 people have to motivate him to ask forgiveness. What kind of forgiveness is that? اور پھل ہو جائے پھر دس بندوں کو ہاں بھائی معافی مانا بہتر ہے معافی مانگ لو آپ کا بھائی ہے از یور بردر اور ہی اس از یور دس یور فادر اب دس بندے اس کو ڈرائیو کر رہے ہیں معافی کے لیے ہی اسٹل ود 50 کلوز اسٹیپس ہی از گوئنگ فور دے تو کیا معافی دس مین دا از فلڈ ود ایروگنس وہ کبر سے بڑا ہوا ہے وہ شخص زبان دین نے تو بچوں سے بوڑھوں سے ایون animals if they harm anyone they did not feel any remorse any hesitancy to ask for forgiveness any maafi maangne apni biwi se how is it is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith in the nearest meaning he said that before the day of judgment comes when that means jab hisab kitab hoga usse pehle pehle ehsaan kaam hai ki logon ke sath agar kisi ke huqooq zaya kiye ho ya pure kar do if you have violated the rights or ask forgiveness from him اگر دین پروفیسر ناؤ لسن ویری امپورٹنٹ دی سیکنڈ تھنگ دس پروفیسر سیڈ سیڈ اف ہی ڈزنٹ فور گیو بیگ ہیم ٹو فور گیو یو یہ نہیں ہے معافی دیٹ یو گو ود 100 پیپل موٹیویشن اینڈ دین دیر آپ کہیں مجھے معافی دے دو اینڈ دین دا پرسن سیز نو آئی ہیو آسکڈ اف ہی ڈزنٹ سب ٹو ہیم میں نے تو اپنا کام کر دیا نو رسول اللہ سے سیڈ بھائی وہاں دیر بی اے ویری ہارڈ for the person on the day of judgment and wahan huqooq ka mamla bahut sakht hai yahan koi maafi nahi karta to uski minnat se maazrat karo uske paon pad jaye seedhi wahan jo beizzati apni bardasht karoge qiyamah wale din anbiya ke samne rasoolon ke samne auliya allah ke samne apne maa baap ke samne sari makhlooq ke samne kafiron ke samne you will be disgraced aur yahan bhai ke samne jo jana koi buri baat nahi na hi koi badi baat hai it is نو مطلب کوئی اس کے فرمایا کہ نو ون آس فور گیونس ایکسپٹ ہز اسٹیٹس از ریزڈ اس کا مقام بڑھتا ہے اس کا مقام بڑھتا ہے تو شرم تو کرنی چاہیے مجھے شیطان کے اگر ڈے اینڈ نائٹ آئی ایم پوٹنگ مائی ہیڈ ان دی فیٹ آف شیطان جب میں کسی کو گالی دیتا ہوں جب میں کوئی فلم دیکھ رہا ہوں وچ آئی شوڈ ناٹ بی وین آئی ایم اسپیکنگ لائف وین آئی ایم ہیٹنگ پیپل and for wrong reasons and جب میں ہر گناہ کر رہا ہوں I am licking the feet of شیطان اس وقت تو مجھے شرم نہیں I never felt hesitance I never felt difficult کہ میں شیطان کیا دیکھوں جو شرم تو وہاں کرنی چاہیے hesitancy اور difficulty should have been there why should I submit to devil یہ شیطان یہ گناہ تو گناہ ہے بٹ شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ said a person who sins
he is suckling milk from the best breast of shaitan.
فرمایا وہ شیطان کی چھاتی سے دودھ پی رہا ہے جو گناہ کرتا ہے. یہ گناہ یہ معمولی چیز نہیں ہے.
It does not belong to Allah سبحانہ و تعالی. It does not come from
تو فرمایا کہ یہ جو گناہ کرتا ہے وہ شیطان کی چھاتی سے دودھ پی رہا ہے, تو اس وقت شرمانا چاہیے.
An adult person, وہ اپنی ماں سے بھی دو سال سے بڑھ گئے تو اس کو دودھ نہیں پی سکتا. وہاں پانچ سال کا, دس سال کا, 10 years old, 15 years old person will not even drink or think of drinking milk, sucking milk from his mother's breast, which is his mother. He is part of his mother.
اور اتنا بڑا ہو کہ وہ بندہ and he drinks and suckles milk from شیطان's breast, کتنے شرم کی بات ہے.
There should have been the concept of modesty or hesitancy, or a person should show his strength.
وہاں وہ لوہا بنے, he should be like a metal and turned an inflexible material. There,
جب گناہ کی دعوت مل رہی ہے
وہاں لوہا بن جاؤ, وہاں کٹ تو جائے آپ کا ہاتھ, آگے نہ جائے.
نظر جو ہے یہ ختم تو ہو جائے اس کی, بند آنکھیں بند ہو جائے, نہ نظر آئے کہ گناہ کی طرف دیکھے نہ.
تو شیطان کا دودھ پیتے ہوئے تو شرم نہیں آیا, کسی سے معافی مانگتے ہوئے شرم آ رہی.
نعوذ باللہ, this is all foolishness, nothing else,
because the person is seeing everything through the light of his own nafs, and which is dark, and he will see darkness. If you wear red color glasses, تو red بھی نظر آئے گا آپ کو. اگر آپ اپنے ہی نفس سے دیکھو گے تو یو ول سی ایوری تھنگ لائک دس. اف یو سی تھرو دی لائٹ آف اولیاء اللہ, لائٹ آف ریولیشن, لائٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یو ول سی تھنگ ڈفرنٹلی. اف یو تھنک اباؤٹ دی تھنگ وچ آئی مینشن دے آر ٹیچنگ, یو ول نو دے آر دی ٹروتھ. فور پرسن فیلنگ ڈیفیکلٹ ٹو اپولوجائز, کین ناٹ اپولوجائز ٹو ہز پیرنٹس, ٹو ہز بردرس, ٹو ادر مسلمز اور نان مسلمز, ایون اف ہی ہیز ڈن اینی تھنگ رانگ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that before the day of judgment come, if you cannot fulfill the right, then ask forgiveness. If people do not forgive you, beg them. Unke minnat karo. Unke paon par jo roz aap chale jao ek shakhs ke liye mujhe maaf kar do, paon par kyun nahi maaf karega? He will, first day he will forgive you. Nahi bhi karega to aapne apni zimmedari puri kar di hai. And when people go on hajj, jab hajj pe log jate hain, then they may be 50 years they are going after the hajj, now I have to visit my relations, maafi mangni hogi, while the rites and everything, well, it's all the time, every day they are there, not for going on hajj. Hajj ke jana hai to maafi mango logon se, because it's a serious matter. Another point, attitude of self sufficiency. Who do I need? I know everything. مجھے کس کی ضرورت ہے, میں کسی کی بات کو کیوں سنوں؟ I am Mr. Perfect and full intelligent. میں کیوں سنوں کسی کی آئیڈیا, کسی کا اپینین, کسی کا مشورہ؟ I don't need anyone. So that don't tell me because I know everything. It's this kind of attitude, وہ بھی جو ہے سیلف سفیشینس. مشورہ جو ہے وہ تو سنت ہے. اللہ پاک نے فرشتوں سے مشورہ لیا. When Allah سبحانہ created Matthew, he said, قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. اللہ پاک میں اللہ کو ضرورت تھی پھر کل ڈیڈ اللہ نیڈ اینی کنسلٹیشن
فرام اینجلس وین یور لورڈ سیٹ ٹو دا اینجلس آئی وانٹ ٹو کریٹ اے خلیفہ آن دا ارتھ پھر انہوں نے آگے جواب دیا تو دا علماء ہیز سیٹ کہ یہ اس لیے کہ مشورہ اللہ کی سنت بن گیا تو ایٹ بیکم دا سنت آف اللہ عز و جل ٹو سیک انسپائرڈ آف نوئنگ تھرو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہو واز دی مین آف ریولیشن صاحب وحی تھے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ واز ایڈوائزنگ اینڈ گائیڈنگ ہم ایون ٹو ہم پروفیٹ اللہ عزوجل جل سیڈ وشاورہم فی الامر دیٹ کنسلٹ ان دا میٹر ود دا کمپنی مشورہ کوئی نہیں ہے کہ میں خامن ہوں دا وائف ڈزنٹ ہیو اینی رائٹ ٹو سے اینی ورڈ ان دس کیوں دا آئی ایم ہسبینڈ یو ڈونٹ ہیو یو ایٹ اینڈ ڈرنک اینڈ ویئر دا کلوتھنگ اینڈ لیونگ انڈر دا ہاؤس دیٹس آل مشورے میں آپ کو جلد
فیصلہ آپ نے کرنا ہے یو ہیو ٹو میک ڈیسیجن کنسلٹیشن تو ہر ایک دیوار سے بھی بزرگ نے دین سے دی یو شوڈ آسک مشورہ فرام دا دیوار فرام دا وال میننگ دیٹ دیر از اولویز سکسیس اینڈ حضرت آدم علیہ السلام حضرت فقیہ ابو علیہ سمرقندی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیڈ دیٹ حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سیڈ دیٹ اف آئی ہیڈ کنسلٹڈ دا اینجل بفور ایٹنگ دا ٹری حضرت آدم علیہ السلام تھوٹ that Allah Now, how was the tree eaten? Now, listen. One tree, Allah said, a fig tree. It was a fig tree. It was not an apple tree. It was not a wheat, a grain of wheat, like many people in our Indian subcontinent, Pakistan, Bangladesh, they believe in that it was the gandam ka dana tha wheat. But this is not true. Gandam, Quran, why? Simple reason, Quran says, shajara, tree. Fala taqraba, hadisi, don't go near that tree. And wheat doesn't grow on tree. Who have seen any wheat growing on the tree? They have their ear and there is a plant. وہ درخت پہ تھوڑے سے کنک جو ہے اور جو ویٹ اینڈ جو گندم وہ درخت پہ تو نہیں لگتی وہ درخت پہ ایپل لگتے ہیں ادر تھنگ ایسے سو اٹ واز سیدنا عبدالعزیز دوبارہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیڈ اٹ واز اے فگ ٹری اٹ واز فگ آپ نے دیکھا ہوا ہے جس کو عربی میں تین کہتے ہیں انجیر ان اردو اٹ سیڈ انجیر ان انگلش فگ اینڈ ان عربک تین جو سورۃ تین ہے وہ تین و زیتون تو وہ اس کا درخت تھا So Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَى O Adam and Hawa, don't go near this tree. فَتَقُوَ اَمْنَا You will become overstepping the hadood of Allah. Now Adam alayhi salam نے یہ سوچا کہ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this particular tree. Now there were other kind of that tree, like there were 100 or 1,000 fig trees in Jannah. تو اللہ پا نے فرمایا یہ درخت کے قریب سو نو ٹری ہی واز گوئنگ ٹو گو نیئر پھر آدم علیہ السلام نے سوچا وہ انہوں نے نافرمانی نہیں ہے اللہ پا کی انہوں نے کہا اللہ پا نے اس درخت کو عمرہ کر دیا اف اے فگ ٹری از 150 مائلز فار اوے فرام ہیئر آئی کین ایٹ فرام دیٹ سو آن دیٹ ان دیٹ انٹینشن ہی ایٹ کہ بھائی یہ ناؤ پیراڈائز جنت بہت بڑی ہے 100 miles away and one tree is here, then the apples, mango trees, and after 200-300 miles there is another fig tree. Unke to khayal bhi nahi aaya bhai that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that all kinds of fig trees, but wherever this kind is there, you should not eat. He thought it was only one tree. So aapne kha liya. But Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said that if there were hundreds and thousands of angels in Jannat, فرمایا اگر میں مشورہ کر لیتا اس وقت if I had consulted the angels, then they would have very easily told me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concluded all the trees, it's not this tree only. Or they could have said, we will ask Allah azza wa jal, can you eat or not? So Unhone farmaya, dekho, main agar mashwara kar leta, to main na khata isko. So maine samjha, main nabi hoon, main adam hoon, main khalifa hoon, ye farishte to mere samne sajda kiya hai. So I did not ask them. Maine unse pucha nahi, kha liya. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, why did you eat? The story goes on. But لیکن مشورے کی بات کر رہا ہوں The attitude of self-sufficiency, person can never be self-sufficient. Only Allah is self-sufficient. Everyone else who thinks they are, it is only a test for them. One day you are king, the other day you are... Can Saddam Hussein imagine at any time that he... One day he is sitting on the throne, and after 1 month he will be sitting in the prison cell. He was so successful. The Prime Minister, former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, a beggar in Pakistan is able to live there. He is not even able to go there and live there. وہ وہاں بیٹھے ہیں سعودی عرب میں. At first they were saying that we are absolute power holders. تو یہ بندے کو سوٹ نہیں کرتی یہ چیز. And lastly, I will mention there and we finish there. Can't stand criticism. کوئی ملامت کر دے کوئی کہے مثلا مجھے کہے کہ that you have done this wrong اب اگر رانگ ہو گئی ہے and if I for example came to the players اب ایک منٹ آگے چلا گیا 1 minute has gone forward تو اگر کوئی مجھے کہے بھی آپ نماز پہ جو آپ دیر سے ایک منٹ لیٹ ہو گئے very true I should ask follow چاہیے طرف کی پڑی why because of my laziness that people are suffering for 1 minute of their time, which 1 minute is very, very precious. It's both a قیمتی وقت ہوتا ہے. وہ اٹھا تو ہے. تو میں معافی مانگوں بھائی. غلطی ہے میری. اور میں کہوں نو بھائی کچھ نہیں ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم time there was no watches. اس وقت تو گھڑیاں نہیں تھیں. اب گھڑیاں. This is all to actually fuel the ego. سب سے کام جو ہے you are going far-fetched ideas اتنا mind stretch کر کے ideas and knowledge you are bringing
ایزی ہے بھائی معافی مانگ لو, کتنا ایزی ہو جائے بھائی معاف کر دو غلطی ہوگی. ادر پرسن سیٹسفائیڈ, یو یور سیلف سیٹسفائیڈ, بات آتا تھا. سو کانٹ اسٹینڈ کریٹیسزم, پیپل ہو کین ناٹ اسٹینڈ کریٹیسزم دے بیکم لائک کول, ہاٹ کول, جب ان کو کوئی کریٹیسائز کرے بھائی وائی یو آر ڈوئنگ دس دس وے. ایزی حضرت امام تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اسکالر آف انڈین سب کانٹیننٹ, گریٹ اسکالر, ہی واز ڈوئنگ واز, تھاؤزنڈ پیپل ور سٹنگ اور ہنڈریڈ سٹنگ. ایک شخص نے کہا کہ ہی سیڈ کین اینی ون وانٹ ٹو آسک کوشچن لائک آئی نارملی آسک از ویل. ایک بندہ کھڑا ہوا, ہاں جی حضرت میں نے سنا ہے کہ آپ حرام زادے ہیں, یو آر الیجیٹیمیٹ چائلڈ. تو آپ نے فرمایا نہیں بھائی دیکھو بات سنو کہ میری جب والدین کی شادی ہوئی تو ہر شادی کے دو گواہ ہوتے ہیں, اینڈ ون آف دی وٹنسز از اسٹل لیونگ اینڈ ہی از ہیئر. تو آپ اس سے پوچھ لو کہ آئی واز بورن آفٹر. آپ نے کچھ نہیں کہا بھائی تم نے یہ کیوں پوچھا ہے, کیا ہوا ہے, وائی یو آسک دس فیوچر کوشچن. اچھا اچھا, میری شادی کے, میری والدین کے نکاح کے گواہ موجود ہیں, ان سے پوچھ لیں. سیٹ ون آف دم اسٹینڈ اپ, یو آر دی وٹنس, یس. And I was born after, yes, Alhamdulillah, he said that. Anything else? No. Finish. To chota mota, the other kind of question which people criticize you, why you are doing this, why you are doing this. So if you can't stand and face criticism, this is a sign of kibar as well. It's not a sign of tawazu. It just happened that the other day, brother Noor Alam or Shalom were there in their mastery. One man, I think, I don't know, 2 minutes late ho gaya. He was three minutes late. Master Mahanda knows better. But such thing after Fajr prayer is such a quiet night, time and such a blessing time. And the Muqtadi, one of the Muqtadi was swearing at the Imam, and Imam actually was also answering him and was very, very angry. And he nearly wanted to hit him, and I have to stand up in between. I didn't die away. And that person was a white beard person who was criticizing, and the Imam also actually there. Boy, Imam was angry because why he said that you were late, and the other one was angry that you should be on time. And 10 minutes they wasted, and over the barakats, I was seeing there, barakats of that time, angels, usare bhavajatin and shiatin comes on that place. So a person, if he cannot face or stand criticism, if a person is mutawadhi and he is humble, when a person is criticizing, he is either telling you something which is your fault. And so, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, blessed be the person who brings the gift of my faults to me. Jo mere abu ka tohfa mere paas laaye, Allah usko khush rakhe. If you are praying, you are praying wrongly, for example, aap ruku kar rahe ho, and in ruku your fingers should be spread out on the knees. You can agar aise rakh rahe ho aap, it's wrong, it's against, it's not according to the sunnah. So if someone says, bhai aap ruku sahi nahi karte, aap ungliyan jo hain on your knees, they should be spread. What does it mean? That the next 10 years, 15 years, 20, you will be living, you will be doing the right ruku. Lekin agar aap usko, how dare you say to me, 50 years I have been reading behind the ulama, never someone asked me. You have no shame criticizing an elderly man or anything. Bas, what happened? So, all this means is that there is kibar. Usko tabadho. So, ye qualities, Oli Allah says that anyone who wants to access to the nearness of Allah, closeness of Allah, proximity and intimacy with Allah, His Messenger, first quality he has to attain was at least confess that he's got kibar or proudness or arrogance, and he needs him. Now, how is this treated? I have not mentioned the treatment at all. This is only now sign that etc. Then we will sum up, and then inshallah, next week we'll have to give another lesson to it as well to complete the summary. Now, the treatment is sought, it is not theoretical. One have to consult the physicians of this field. That you go to a physician of body when you have cancer, when you have a heart attack, anything like this. You go to, similarly, you have to go to the physician. Ye jo sufiya hain, tazkiya-e-nafs jo karte hain,
ان کے پاس جا کے علاج ہوتا ہے. یہ کتاب پڑھنے سے علاج نہیں ہوتا اس کا, یا بتانے سے نہ جائے سے ڈونٹ بی ایروگینٹ اینڈ بی ہمبل, نو ون از گوئنگ ٹو بی ہمبل لائک دیٹ. سو یو ہیو ٹو سیک اے پرسن, ڈور ڈھونڈے. وین پیپل ان پاکستان بنگلہ دیش کین دے کین ناٹ فائنڈ اے ڈاکٹر ان دیئر اون ولیج, تو وہ پھر ڈھونڈتے ہیں ڈاکٹر, دے گو ٹو بگ سٹیز, ہمارا ڈھونڈنا شاید ملتے. تو ایسا کوئی بندہ لائک اے پرسن لائک دس ہو کین ٹریٹ یو, فائنڈ دا پرسن, اٹ از ناٹ ان یور لوکیلٹی, گو ٹو دا نیکسٹ ٹاؤن, گو ٹو دا نیکسٹ ٹاؤن, فائنڈ کون ہے سر میں اس کا علاج کرانا چاہتا ہوں. جو کہے بس یو شوڈنٹ بی ایروگینٹ, یو شوڈ بی ہمبل, دس از ناٹ دا کیور. یہ کیور نہیں, اس کا پریکٹیکل علاج ہوتا ہے. اینڈ دس اونلی اولیاء اللہ اینڈ صوفیاء دے ہیو دیئر اسپیشلسٹ فیلڈ اینڈ دے فوکس آن دس. اینڈ الحمد للہ اف اے پرسن ایکٹس اپن دیئر ریکمینڈیشنز گریجولی دس ایول ٹریٹ از ریڈیکیٹڈ اینڈ اور اٹ بیکمز بیلنسڈ. اینی کوشچن, اینی کامنٹ, اینی ون وانٹس ٹو آسک اور مینشن؟ بات پوچھنی ہے تو آپ پوچھ سکتے ہیں, کوئی کمنٹ کرنا ہے وہ بھی کر سکتے ہیں.